بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, one of the occupational hazards of being in my line of work, which is in leadership development, is the regularity with which people write to you asking you to be their ustad, and asking you to be their murshid, and asking you to be their mentor, and so on and so forth. I have come to the conclusion after many years of this that people who make these statements and who ask you to be these things, I have serious doubts that they even understand what they are saying. So when you say, when somebody says to you, please, I want to be your student, I want to be your demented, that's my word for the one who goes to a mentor. The normal word is mentee, which sounds like, a sweet with a hole. So I call them demented. So they will say, I want to be this, I want to be a murid. So my first, of course, reaction is that I am allergic to murids. I have no murids, I have no students. I don't want to have any students. I do not want any witnesses to myself. And therefore, anyone who claims to be my student is living, you must ask him, what have you been smoking? Because I just heard your so-called ustad saying that he has no students. And that's the reality. If somebody says, calls me ustad something, I don't know what he's talking about, because I've never claimed to be an ustad, I've never claimed to be a murshid, I've never claimed to be anybody's mentor. Having said that, and this is a disclaimer, because I think nowadays one must begin with disclaimers. Let me tell you why I say this, because am I saying therefore that mentors are not necessary or mentors are useless? By no means. Mentors are absolutely critical to development. I am only saying that I am not the best person to be anybody's mentor. But do you need a mentor? Of course. Do I have mentors? Yes, I do. So therefore, it is important to understand how you must treat that relationship of a mentor or an ustad or a murshid or whatever you want to call it, golden eagle. Because people say they want to be, they want to be somebody's protege. That's the actual correct word for the other side of mentor. But they don't know how to behave. They do not have the adab. They do not have the technique, the respect, the methodology of being with a mentor in a way which will be beneficial or has a chance of being beneficial for them, and at least not irritating for the mentor, right? Whether you can benefit the mentor or not, I don't know. Potentially, in speaking, of course you can, because one, learning comes from everywhere, and some of the most important learning for mentors and teachers comes from their students, and that's something very important. But whether you are that student is, something that remains to be seen. So, how can you do that? What are the usul? What are the rules? First and foremost, the fundamental rule, the basic principle, is that if you have a mentor, if somebody agrees to be your mentor, please be absolutely clear in your mind that this person is your mentor. This person is not your langoti yaar. This person is not your dear friend. This person is not your agony aunt. This person is not, your pal. This person is not your buddy, and so on and so forth, right? Please understand this very clearly. This person is your mentor. This person is your teacher. So first and foremost rule is treat them in that way, which means with uttermost respect. What does that consist of? It consists of Number one, it consists of treating that relationship and treating the time with them as something which is of huge, massive, predominant importance to you. And seriously, ask yourself this question. If that is not the case, then get out of the person's life. They don't need you, you don't need them. If your time with that mentor is not the number one most critically important thing that you have in your life, then that person is the wrong person for you. Leave them, go find somebody with whom you can seriously believe that my time with this individual is the most important thing that can happen to me. Right? Number one. Number two, therefore, treat it with respect. Meaning, if you have an appointment, go there before time. Please notice I'm not saying be on time. No, go there before time. Number one. Number two, when you are in that appointment, go there prepared. What is it that you are meeting that person for? As I told you, this is not hangout. This is, you are not a piece of laundry. He's not a piece of laundry on a laundry line, right? You're not hanging out with them. You have gone there for a specific consultation about your life. So treat that with respect and go prepared. What are the questions that you want to ask them? And among the questions to ask them is not, oh, you know, this has happened, that has happened, my so-and-so doesn't like me anymore. All of this, I'm sorry, I don't want to use, four-letter words, but processed grass is not part of a mentorship discussion. So go with serious questions that are real for you and which give the mentor an insight into the fact that you are treating this relationship with respect, and that you have spent some time in your own development, you have reflected, you have conceptualized, or you're trying to conceptualize your learnings, and extremely importantly, that you are working on and practicing whatever that mentor has told you to do. So go with serious questions which you have thought of in advance. Number three, take notes. Take a writing pad, take a pen, and take notes. If you are going to be taking notes on your phone and so on and so forth, and especially if you are in a class with multiple people, then tell the mentor in advance and say that I am taking notes on my phone. I don't want you to feel that I am now, I'm scanning Facebook or something while the class is going on. So I would like you to know this. Make sure that they know that. Otherwise, obviously, if you pull out your phone and you're looking at your phone, the first assumption that anybody quite rightfully will make is that you're not interested in the class, you're not interested in that meeting, and you've got your head in your phone, so you don't want that impression. So be very clear and say, I am writing on my phone, or I'm writing on my iPad, or whatever it is, and I'm just taking notes. So please, I would like you to know. So make sure this happens, but take notes. And a fourth thing is, then stick to the time of the meeting. If that meeting is for half an hour, if that meeting is for 45 minutes, then at the end of 45 minutes, you must say, Jazakumullahu khairan, thank you very much for your time. If the mentor says, no problem, I am free, you are welcome, you can hang on and you can take some more time, most welcome, alhamdulillah, this is good for you. But you make sure that you are clear about the fact that the mentor has given you this time and you are grateful for that. And finally, and very importantly, and I really should not have to say this, this is something that your parents should have taught you, but looks like most parents don't teach these things nowadays. Thank the person. Thank the mentor. Right? The number of people who simply ask questions, and are first and foremost, most of those questions are things that they're just asking because they're lazy. They could have found out that by themselves, they could have done some searches, but they ask those questions because they are lazy. And then some mentors are foolish enough to answer those questions. And, that includes me. And then at least the point is, you've written They will write you, some people will write you an email which is like 10 pages, and then they cannot write you another email which is half a line saying thank you very much for your time, thank you very much for the trouble. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous behavior. So please, if you want a mentor, number one, respect the relationship. Number two, go prepared, go before time for the appointment. Number three, take notes. Number four, go prepared with questions which show that you have, that you are serious about your life and that you have been practicing whatever you have been told, and your questions therefore are a value addition to that. Number five, stick to the time of the meeting. And number six, very importantly, treat that relationship with respect as a unique relationship. It is not a pally relationship. It is not a mentor, is not your hangout pal and so on and so forth. So be very clear about that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.